Hello, welcome to the Reflective Meditation Podcast. We're so glad you're here. In each episode, we offer a short Dharma talk that discusses the Dharma and how it may appear in our daily lives. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. After the talk, you're invited to meditate for 15 minutes or as long as you please. And then, if you wish, we also invite you to journal about anything that came up for you in your meditation.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our daily online meditation. The title of my talk today will be Judgments and Projections. In some ways, I'm trying to continue the theme for this week that Linda and Nelly have been talking about in terms of perspectives and views and non-binary thinking. But I want to talk about a specific case of a specific area of looking at views, and also it has to do with the Buddhist notion of conceits, but from a little different angle. So when we make judgments about other people, it's often from the perspective of looking down on someone else. That's one of the conceits, you know, comparing yourself to others and seeing yourself as better than that other person is. And on the same token, when we envy someone else, it's often from the perspective of looking up at someone, thinking that, oh, you know, they are better than me. So I've been thinking about how to work with these two tendencies and come to a sort of more non-binary point of view. That is, instead of I am like this and that other person is different, you know, I'm a good person, that person's not so good, and how to work with changing or sort of softening that kind of view. So if I make a judgment about someone else, like, oh, that person is so lazy, why doesn't he get his act together and get something done? And this happens to me sometimes in meditation when I think about something that's happened to me or an encounter I have had. And in my reflection, I can just plain accept my judgment or ignore it, accept it as true and move on. Or I can say to myself, I'm being judgmental there. I really should stop that. Or I might ask myself, what can I learn from making that judgment? That's not an easy thing to do. And chances are, as psychology might say, in making that judgment, I'm making a projection onto that other person. That is, I'm projecting my own unacceptable thoughts and feelings onto another person. And these thoughts and feelings may be completely hidden from me. There is some part of me that is lazy, procrastinating, can't get moving, and I don't like it in myself. So when I see these traits in another person, I have a pretty strong negative reaction. Well, what can I learn? That I am more than just this person who thinks of himself as hardworking and responsible. That I can probably recall times when I was also lazy and just letting things go, being irresponsible. And this gives me a new perspective. not I am this way and the other person is that way, but that I also have those traits, and my view, my judgment might begin to soften a bit, maybe to a more expansive or inclusive view, or maybe somewhere in the middle of this binary way of judging. I might envy someone who displays obvious intellectual virtuosity, whether in math or Buddhist teachings. Being smart is an important part of my self-view. And I'm setting up this polar viewpoint. She is so smart and interesting, and I'm kind of slow-witted, not so smart. She's better than me. Is a projection at work here as well? Maybe, because I can remember times when I felt my thinking was working pretty quickly and effectively, just depending on just being in different circumstances. I can learn from experiencing this kind of conceit as well, that my viewpoint can soften or expand a bit, that I can see myself as both intellectually quick and slow, depending on the situation. If I can see myself as both, then I have a more realistic and compassionate view of myself. I would never think of stealing or shoplifting. If I were to see someone doing that or accused of stealing or shoplifting, I would have these very strong judgments about that person. That is so wrong. And of course, on the other hand, I am so right. And I would never do anything like that. But now I remember a time in my early 20s when I was hitchhiking somewhere in Florida, as I recall, and there was a car full of sort of down and out young people. Nobody had any money. And the decision was made to stop at this market and try to get something for our next meal. The plan was that one person would steal, and that's the strong word for it, steal some milk, and another person something else, maybe I think it was peanut butter. And my own task was to take a loaf of bread. And I did it. I had this feeling, as I recall, of fear, shame, as well as some pride for having accomplished something for the group. But remembering that episode, how can I maintain such a judgmental attitude towards shoplifting? If I am capable of that, given certain conditions, I am both a good law-abiding citizen and a thief. Being a thief is still an unacceptable self-view, but my perspective has expanded a bit, not quite so black and white. I am not devious, I'm not scheming, I don't call other people names, at least that's the way I think of myself, and yet I can remember a time, a long time ago, when there were two of us guys competing for the same gal. And I was doing many of the things that when I see characters in a movie scheming and lying and doing these things, I have to turn away, I cringe, I can't stand what they're doing. That's not me. But in that long ago case, that was me. So if you find yourself judging another person in your meditation, if curiosity arises, it might be an opportunity to expand your perspective. But I will say in my own experience, this is pretty hard and I can only do it little by little.
We now invite you to meditate in a position that's comfortable for you for 15 minutes. This can be longer or shorter. There are no hard and fast rules. After your meditation, try journaling about your experience. Was there anything in your meditation that made you curious? If you'd like to join us daily, we meet daily online between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. US Pacific Time. The link to join us can be found at reflectivemeditation.org/daily online. And if you'd like to support our work, please head to reflectivemeditation.org/daily online to offer a donation. Any dana would be gratefully received. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.